welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having a magnificent day today. A lot of stuff going on, as always, and we're staying busy down here at Health Masters. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Oh, absolutely perfect, Austin. I mean, today is stunningly beautiful down here again. I mean, I love it when they don't spray us. I don't feel like an insect when they don't spray us. It's really nice. It's really nice. And the skies are clear, wind's calm. It's just really a pretty day down here in Florida. So these are the days where it's easy to say, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been watching this whole political theater that we've been having with Washington, D.C. And I've been watching Pelosi and the whole same gamut of weirdos that are basically taking Trump to task now. They're saying the impeachment's going to last forever, and if they don't get this impeachment done, they're going to impeach him again. And I'm like, you know, this is the perfect example of why in 2020 we've got to take control of the House back from the Democrats. They can't keep doing this, because this is showing everyone in the United States and the world how dysfunctional our government is, and how the communists have come in and infiltrated everything in order just to create this problem of chaos, which creates change. Remember, out of chaos, out of, you know, disorder will come a new world order. And this is what they want. They want to destroy everything that we believe to be held true and sacred. Look at the governor in Virginia now. He's saying you can't bring rocks and sticks and clubs and baseball bats and pipes and everything else at the big rally that's taking place there this week. And the crazy thing is this, is that, you know, he's cordoning off the entire area. Only one little access point you can get in. There's supposed to be hundreds of thousands of people there. So everybody's got to go through metal detectors. By the time they get inside, they're already going to be unbelievably mad to start with, because they had to go through all that. And it's just so frustrating to me to watch this communist governor in the state of Virginia do what he's doing. And of course, Trump is silent with all of it and won't even go into detail or talk about it. But he was quick to condemn Florida for not having red flag gun laws because of what happened down in Parkland. And it's frustrating to me that it's just a circus act. I mean, it seems as though, and it really is this way, and it's hard to talk about it because it's so frustrating that everything is rigged. We got medicines rigged. I mean, we got doctors now. We've got, like, you know, 700 doctors getting over $1 million a year each, just pushing drugs and medical procedures. We've got science is rigged. Elections are rigged. The media is rigged. They never stop lying. The money system is rigged. The educational system is by the Frankfurt School. Search engines are rigged. Social media is rigged. I mean, we're literally living in a fabricated fairy tale. And the sad part about it is that, I mean, we've got big lies from everywhere, from the vaccines, from the GMOs, to the elections, to the policies. All of this stuff is a giant mess. Plus, you got Google and Facebook and Twitter. They're all rigged. They shadow ban you so you can't get the information out that you need to do. Science is distorted. Chemical agriculture. Now the government is trying to undo, Trump's government is trying to undo the verdict of the last Roundup case with the hundreds of millions of dollars they keep pushing their glyphosate on everybody. I mean, we got climate change out the yin-yang. Nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, it's 85 degrees here today. It's not so be 85 degrees in January. It's supposed to be like 65 degrees here right now, which is still beautiful, but 85 is going to get a bit warm this afternoon. I mean, the justice system is rigged. I mean, we got millions of people basically in prison right now for pot, which is ludicrous. I mean, it's a weed. I mean, give them a ticket or whatever. Don't put them in prison for that. Academia, all public universities are rigged. All of them. All of them are. I mean, you get all these government grants that require that you do all of these things and maintain political correctness. Otherwise, you lose the grants or you lose the student loans. Every federal agency, including the EPA, the FDA, they're all rigged. I mean, really, I mean, you guys think about it. The Food and Drug Administration, they still allowed Tylenol to be on the market. But now they're telling people that they can't smoke cigarettes if they're not 21 years of age. I mean, it's ridiculous. Food, drug labeling, all this stuff by corrupt companies. You know, the government economics figures and statistics completely rigged. You know, the market basket of goods to show that inflation's not real. It's all rigged. The medicine and pharmaceuticals are all maximized and rigged for profits. You can buy one drug in South America for $1.50. It's, you know, $500 here. It's nonsense. Big science is totally rigged by government and agency pushers. You know, the rule of law is rigged in the favor of the rich and the powerful. Look at O.J. Simpson for that perfect example. Infectious diseases and the CDC, constant stream of lies. I mean, CDC owns their own patents on all of these different kind of Ebola things they have going on. And climate science, it's a big, just a whole mess of what they're not teaching us. And history, oh, let's talk about history. History is a giant lie. I mean, there are little parts of it that are true, but they changed everything. If you read the book, The Bad War, it'll really go into detail. And I posted several articles that Paul Craig Robertson posted in the last few weeks on the website as far as what really happened in World War II and how Germany was forced into the war. You say, well, that's not what I was taught. Why don't you just read the articles and make up your own mind based on a different narrative? You know, government grants. Oh, yeah, you're going to get those if you further the government agenda. I mean, I have a sister who worked in cancer research for years. She never talked to me about finding natural alternatives for drugs for cancer research. She never talked about any of that stuff because it's not going to promote the agenda. Government bids are primarily awarded to those who get kickbacks and basically the corrupt officials of the lobbying groups. You know, all of this stuff. And, you know, all of it. Even Christianity has been rigged. It was rigged by the Roman Church in the 3rd century, and we brought in a bunch of pagan customs into Christianity. And we've lost the emphasis of Jesus Christ and His Word and what His Word says that we're supposed to do and not do. And now we've got the churches rigged to accept every matter of evil and perversion in the whole world and say that it's okay and that God's fine with it and He thinks it's great. And He doesn't. He thinks it's awful. He says He tells you it's awful in the Word, but we're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about what's going on with the Sabbatine Kabbalah, so the Luciferians. And for heaven forbid you actually talk about the Kabbalah, the snake in a tree. Can't talk about that. And then Jeffrey Epstein, that was the one little point that really surfaced of what's really going on. See, this sex death cult that runs this planet, it controls everything I just talked about. Everything. And the irony is this, it's all tied together with sex, it's all tied together with death, it's all tied together with energy, and it's all tied together with an interdimensional interface. Now we found out on Long Island they're fixing to build another CERN to open more portals. I mean, we don't have enough portals opening up already around the planet with things coming in and things going out. We don't have enough of that happening. Yes, we have to have more of that. And it's just crazy to me. I mean, they're telling us that space exploration is going to do this and space exploration is going to do that, but yet we sit here on this planet, don't even go to the moon anymore, supposedly if we ever did, which that's a big speculation too. And the whole thing about it is that what in the world is true anymore? See, and this is why I base my beliefs on what the Word of God says, on what the New Testament says. And I also like, I know that's not an apocryphal text because it was taken out by the Catholic Church, but I also like the Book of Enoch because it goes into more detail about what happened with the fallen ones when they came down and what they did to human beings. So all of these things that we've got to look at, we need to go back to the text. And then you have stuff like from Zechariah Sitchin, who has all these weird interpretations of stuff that may or may not have ever happened, and how do we know how much of that stuff is legit? And so everything is to undermine the basis of Christianity and what God did for us. Because guys, listen to me. When Jesus Christ came, He changed everything. He changed all of it. He changed the entire timeline. He changed everything because He knew it needed to be changed. And this is what we've got to base our hope and our prayers on, because we've got to believe that something created this planet. Now, you know, we all have realized now that, you know, a rock got hit by lightning, didn't create a peptide and develop into a human being. They've proven that through DNA. It's not possible because we are part of a written code. You know, we're basically a creation from something. Someone, a being, we call Him God, which I believe He created everything. And see, this is the point that we have to understand. This planet is being used kind of like as a subversion. You know, we know that the God of this age, we've covered the scriptures, is Lucifer. We understand that. And He's doing everything He can to pollute the hearts and the minds of the people to not know the truth. That's why I talked about all the stuff today. Because all of these different things that we've talked about are real. And we're going into detail on them in the show on a regular basis. I mean, like 1% of the vaccine reactions are reported to the federal government. 1%. So that means if they paid out $4 billion, you have to times that by 100. So it would be $400 billion, half a trillion dollars would have had to have been paid out by this point for vaccine reactions, you know, or approximately that much, give or take the severity of the reactions. I mean, we've got some major problems going on in this country right now and in the world, and they're doing everything they possibly can through epigenetics to rewrite our DNA, to force us to take the mark of the beast, to force us to do what they want us to do all the time, where every thought is going to be evil all the time, just like it was in Genesis chapter 6, just like it was in the Book of Enoch was written. All of this stuff is happening right now as we speak. So I can say to you, if you're listening to this show and you're bored, I don't know how to make you not bored. But I can say one thing, you need to be telling your friends about this particular talk show, not because we're the best show out there, but we're probably the most varied show as far as we talk about the most stuff that nobody else wants to discuss. Find me another talk show, any show, except for Jeff Prince. He does a good job too. Jeff is great. That goes into things like the Kabbalah and what these guys believe and these demons they pray to and all the other things. Tex Mars did a good job, but he's gone now. May he rest in peace. I mean, all of the people out there that are talking about the stuff that we talk about are very, very minuscule. And so there's a group of us that are trying, including Chuck Baldwin, trying to go out and tell you guys that, hey, we're dealing with a rigged system, and this system's not going to get fixed by allowing the status quo to continue. We've got to find a way to change it, get these people out of Congress, get rid of this Federal Reserve giant vampire squid that sunk its teeth into the jugular of the United States in 1913, and shake ourselves free from the shackles of these central banks. Very, very important. Well, that's my opening statement. Also, what do you think?
Well, that's well said. And whenever we get representatives that are actually by the people, for the people, and we know that they're trying to do the best they can, we need to support them and at least support some of the bills that they push forward, especially when they're pro-Constitution. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Brad, last night, and we were having the discussion on red light cameras. And State Representative Anthony Rodriguez down here in Florida, he's a Republican, he just introduced a bill, HB 6083, to ban all red light cameras in the state of Florida, which will be fantastic. Now, the problem is getting this actually passed with all the lobbying money that we have now seen being injected into the politicians to keep these red light camera systems online in all these cities is enormous now. But when I saw that he introduced this, I was very excited, and whether or not this goes through, but we need to do our best to support these things and get traction with them. Send it out to people. I'll put the article on the webpage today, as far as with this bill with Anthony Rodriguez. But it's ironic because I started digging into some stuff when I was talking to Brad last night. And down here in the state of Florida, last year alone, red light cameras brought in over $100 million in fines down here in the state of Florida. $100 million in fines in the state of Florida last year. Down in Miami-Dade County, multiple judges have actually banned them. They've pulled them out of a lot of the Miami area down there because they've blatantly ruled they're unconstitutional. And then the fact that they're run by a private security firm, that's the irony about the entire thing. And then if you follow the money, you'll find out that basically ABC News pulled this up the other day, is they found the money trail to not just politicians, but to all political parties, including Republicans and Democrats. They've contributed more than $1 million to Florida politicians and campaigns just in the last few years to make sure these things continually stay in place. For example, Lakeland, which is a city right down the road from us, probably like the big city, which that has about 100,000 people in it. And they voted again to renew their $828,000 contract to keep the 18 red light cameras at 11 intersections throughout the city active now. $828,000 to basically keep the red light cameras. Because remember, the contract with American Traffic Solutions, the big security firm that does all the red light cameras nationwide, builds and maintains the city's red light cameras, totaling $828,000 a year for all 18 cameras, and they get a cut of the commission on the side. Last year, the police department in Lakeland issued 23,085 red light camera citations for $158. 39,751 cases were reviewed by sworn police officers, and basically totaling $3.6 million. $3.6 million in Lakeland alone just from red light cameras. And the ironic part is, Mike Brissett, Lakeland's director of finance, said that of the $158 that it generates, the city gets to keep $75. So the other money just kind of vanishes into thin air with all these security contractors and so forth as they're continually raping and pillaging the civilian population for more and more money. The city is currently holding more than $2 million in basically revenue in a trust account because there's so many lawsuits against the cameras that they basically have to be ready to pay out. The 2015 state appeals case found that a portion of the red light camera laws were unconstitutional, and the Florida Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the case 6 weeks ago. It is unclear when a ruling on this will be issued. In addition, they are now saying, and this is a slippery slope, and this is what I always warn people about these red light cameras when they first started them, Lakeland now is discussing plans to upgrade 14 cameras to include radar detectors to accurately calculate the car's speed and issue a citation if the individual is speeding. this is where you start to go in a tyrannical society. And the, it's interesting enough, the Lakeland Police Department statistics start showing that the number of crashes after installing cameras has not gone down at all. Socrum Loop and Old Cumbie, crashes went up from 2 in September of 2008. To 9 crashes currently per month. The results were similar at other 9 intersections, with crashes at 4 going up and 1 remaining about the same, showing these red light cameras don't do anything but in most cases increase accidents, which of course they can say is an excuse for bad drivers, so now we need to put radar systems on it and check people's speed. Commissioner Michael Dunn was the lone vote, the only one that said nay to renew the cameras. He said, "There is no consistent pattern of traffic reduction," Dunn said. "Why don't we do away with this contract and put 6, 7, or 8 motor units out there, which will also increase the amount of jobs in Lakeland with law enforcement, invest in human aspect instead of shipping these dollars off to a private security firm. Right now it's a perfect opportunity to get rid of these cameras and spend money on something productive." Jim Walker, who helped to successfully lobby against red light cameras in Michigan, said it's all a money grab for the state. He said red light cameras are all about money, not safety, and they should be banned by law in every single state. And this is what we have happening here. And a lot of people go, oh, well, they would never do radar enforcement. Really? They do radar enforcement up there in Delaware and stuff in the capital. You guys ever been to England, UK? They have radar cameras, red light cameras, speed trap cameras, do a U-turn in the middle of nowhere camera. Any place you can possibly put a camera up, they have one in the UK. It's a giant police state. It's a nightmare. When I've gone over there with Dad on European trips before, I mean, we get a pile of tickets in every time you come home. It's not because Dad's a bad driver. He's actually an excellent driver. It's because any single thing you do, you cough out the window in the wrong direction, they give you a ticket. I'm being obviously sarcastic, but it's almost to that level. And so we have to support laws to get this stuff off the books, because these red light cameras have been nothing but egregious oversteps of unconstitutional law and stripped the American population of hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm just down here in Florida, like I said, last year, $100 million in 2019 alone. Unbelievably expensive to the American taxpayer, and again, another way to tax the public to steal more wealth from them and relocate it wherever they want. It's funny, over in like Orlando, Osceola County, and stuff like that, there's no restriction on where the money goes. They had a big expose on a couple months ago over there in Osceola County. The money goes into general fund. That's it. That's where it literally goes to. General fund. Millions upon millions of dollars go to the general fund so they can spend more money on stuff that nobody knows about, nobody votes on, nobody cares about, and that way they can continue their agenda at the same time, keeping the American population completely subdued down, restricting. You got to think about $158 red light ticket. You know, I mean, that's not an insane amount of money, but if you're having a tough financial time and you're trying to make sure your car payment's on time and your mortgage is on time and your insurance is on time, and all of a sudden you get hit with a $158 fine. That's why, me personally, I always use the ticket clinic or a law firm whenever I get citations. And every one I've gotten last year, the ticket clinic's gotten them dropped every single time. And the way I look at it, I'd rather support an attorney that went to law school, that's trying to make a name for himself and is trying to make a living, and help him get my ticket dropped instead of giving it to the city so they can put it in the general fund and urinate it down some hole that they want to spend it on without anybody voting on it. That's my take on it, Dad. And again, when we see something that's unconstitutional and it's not helpful and it's causing more and more problems, we need to be vocal about it. And so this Rodriguez guy, I'm definitely going to promote this bill and see if we can get some traction with it. Who knows if it'll go anywhere, but it's at least worth a shot to get these stinking red light cameras out of the state of Florida, Dan.
Well, I just got another one, a red light ticket, you know, just a few weeks ago down in Sarasota. And I was down there, you know, for the weekend, and I went through a big intersection, just eased on through it, because I didn't want to slam on my brakes. See, here's the reason some of these accidents occur in these intersections with red light cameras, and they actually increase accidents. Oh my gosh, it's a red light camera. I got to slam on my brake. And now you got somebody behind you. He doesn't know it's a red light camera intersection. He doesn't have any idea. He's not in the area, and he's following too close. So you slam on your brake, he hits you, somebody hits him. Also, there's a big accident, a big pileup, because you knew there was a red light camera. You're trying not to go through, but you got people who are tailgating you. And it happens all the time. I mean, how many times are you about to go through an intersection and the person in front of you slams on their brake and you're like, what the heck? And you're sliding sideways. Think, what did I do? This is the kind of stuff that happens all the time with red light camera intersections because the locals know they're there and the other people don't. And so, you know, they've also got radar detectors now, which I actually went and bought a radar detector that tells you where the red light cameras are. And that's convenient. Yep. It lets you know. But when you go close to these intersections, you better slow down, make sure the people behind you got plenty of room to stop. And that's the problem. And I called up a ticket clinic. I did about this last $158. And they told me, they said, we don't represent people in Sarasota County. And I'm like, why not? They said, we don't know. I said, okay. So I call up another attorney down in Sarasota County, and I said, can you represent me? He goes, yeah. He goes, has it already gone and doubled past the point of where you needed to pay? And I said, he said, no. He said, well, it's cheaper to pay the $158. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, I primarily go to work for people after it's expired, and they're trying to take their driver's license and registration of their vehicle. Oh, yeah. It escalates to that. You don't pay it. And he goes, and so what I do is I just basically tell people if they've got the ticket, just pay it because it's not going to get any cheaper than that. Now, think about this for a second. What kind of tyranny do we live in? I mean, you're sitting there on the side of the road, and you basically make a U-turn. Okay, well, now you can't make that U-turn anymore. You know, well, you're 4 miles an hour over the speed limit. I got a speed limit ticket in Australia years ago from a red light camera, a speed camera in a tunnel doing 3 miles an hour over the speed limit. Three! It was like 45 miles an hour, and I was doing 48 miles an hour. I kid you not. And I thought, this is crazy. This was Australia. And they sent me the ticket. I ignored it. I don't live in Australia. I said, I'm going to pay this. It's like, you know, $100. I just ignored it. A couple months later, sent me a ticket, doubled the price. That was $200. A couple months later, it was like $400. And I'm like, whoa. Finally, they sent me a ticket. They're going to seize all my assets in Australia. And I'm like, what the heck, man? I don't have any assets in Australia. So I ignored it. So finally, about 6 months later, they sent me another ticket from the same occurrence. This is like, you know, pushing a year now. And they said, by the way, the red light camera wasn't working properly. Now, here we go. That's what I wanted to make the point about this for. So we don't know if you really got the ticket or not. We're having to reevaluate this red light camera and the problems we've had with it. I'm like, what the heck? And finally, about a year later, they sent me another letter saying, oh, by the way, we've reevaluated the red light camera that you got the ticket on 2 years ago, and we've decided the ticket was valid, so you owe us the money now, plus all the penalties and fines. I never paid any of it. It's Australia. I mean, who cares? I'm never going back to Australia, ever. It's too far. Miserable flight to get down there. But here's the thing. I love the people in Australia. I've got some great customers in Australia, and I love the country of Australia. But this draconian system they have set up there with red light cameras, et cetera, is ridiculous. So maybe if I go back to Australia now, after it's been 20 years ago this happened, maybe they're going to come seize my vehicle or seize my rental car, whatever. Maybe the ticket now has escalated to $20,000. Who knows? But the point is this, guys, where does it stop? How do you know the red light camera with a speed gun in it has been calibrated? How do you know? Well, that's the problem. They have to leave a certain amount of money, like Austin said, in the escrow, just in case everybody decides they don't want to pay these bills anymore and everything has to go to court. But as long as we the sheeple, oh, did I say sheeple? Since we the sheeple just pay the bills rather than have it all escalate, they continue to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. Now, guys, listen to this. Where does that money go? Where does the money go? And I guarantee you, okay, if you dig under the rock far enough, it's going to go back to that same Sabbatean Kabbalist group that runs the planet, that runs the expressways, that runs the toll roads, that run the government, that run the media. I guarantee it. I guarantee you. It's like BlackRock now. They've got $7 trillion of assets. That's the same group that the Rothschilds use to run it all. One of the primary investment houses they have. They're going in now and directly buying stocks from the stock market to the Federal Reserve to hold it up with hundreds of billions, $6 trillion in the last month or so, to hold it together because they want their boy, Donald Trump, to maintain the presidency for the next 4 years. They want him reelected. If they didn't, they would have already let the economy crash, and everybody would say, we got to get rid of Trump. He's destroyed the economy because of his tariffs, all the other stuff, and all the media would start spinning it that way. The whole thing's a circus show clown act. I mean, perfect example. Elizabeth Warren says the other night at the debate, and she's about the debate, she said, it's sad the debate didn't include and focus. She said, focus on trans women of color. Okay. Now, let me stop for a second. It's sad that the debate, this is a quote, didn't focus on trans women of color. Okay, there's going to be a whole bunch of trans women of color in the United States. I'm sure there's hundreds of millions of trans women of color who we need to talk to during a debate. What are we talking about? A few hundred trans women of color in the United States? Maybe 500? I don't know. 50? But we want to focus the entire presidential debate on trans women of color, but yet they didn't ask them one question about immigration on the debate the other night. It's a circus clown act, guys. There's something going on. Something else is running this planet. The Bible tells us what it is, that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It tells us there's something else running the planet. And something else might be located down there in Antarctica that we've talked about a whole bunch on this show. Why is it that there's a treaty now with all the countries of the world? You can't fly over Antarctica. You can fly over the North Pole. Why is that, guys? Why is it you can fly all over the North Pole to take shortcuts? Supposedly, you can take a shortcut from, like, you know, go straight north to go to Europe because you're going over the top of the pole instead of flying around the line of the planet, which is longer, and take the shortest distance. But why can't you take the shortest distance to go from, like, South America to Africa going around the pole? Why can't you do that? Why can't it be cut off that way? Something's going on. And they tell you, we're going to protect you because we don't want you flying over the South Pole. So if you fly over the South Pole, we're going to shoot you down with military aircraft. That sounds like they really care about your safety, doesn't it? We're going to shoot you down if you try to fly over the South Pole. And the excuse is given, in case you crash down there, it's going to be too difficult to set up a rescue team for you, so you can't go down there. So we're going to shoot you down before you get down there. What kind of weird logic is that? And why is it like the popes and all the guys in the Orthodox Church and some of our top people like John Kerry end up going down to the South Pole, you know, to down there, down? Why is that going on? What is going on down there? Why did Hitler have military bases down there? What about that story with Admiral Byrd? Is all that true? I mean, think about what's going on in the South Pole. Is that the headquarters for Lucifer Inc.? I mean, is that where he hangs out? He's not omnipresent. He's somewhere. He ain't everywhere. He's somewhere. Is he decided to set up residence headquarters down there and set up an office complex? I mean, is that where he is? Down in the ice somewhere? In a cave? I mean, how do we know? We can't go down there and look. I know this is some weird stuff to talk about today, but guys, there's something going on. It ain't right. And you guys know it. I know it. And Austin knows it. What's your next story, bud?
No, there's no doubt about it. Antarctica has always been swarming with conspiracy, and everything that's happened down there, all the way, like you said, from World War II with Hitler, very, very, very strange stuff. Would be interesting to go explore down there, but I live in Florida, and I'm not a huge fan of cold weather, and not to mention, I have a pretty much a feeling if you went on a unrestricted, completely open, no holds barred, do whatever you want, head down there, I have a pretty good feeling you'd be met with some type of military element down there, and they'd basically force you to leave if you tried to go off on some tangent and go exploring down there without approval. I can pretty much just guarantee you that. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. From the beginning of the discussion on red flag gun laws, opponents have argued that some people will try to use the laws to punish people for whatever reason. Besides the aspect of the Constitution and, you know, the Bill of Rights and due process, just the side note is that there's a high probability that there's going to be individuals that simply don't like you. A neighbor, a friend, or ex-friend. They just don't want to deal with you, and they want to basically get you in trouble. That's always been talked about. And most of the individuals have said, oh, that's being paranoid. The pro-gun or the pro-red flag gun law people have said, oh, you're just being paranoid. You're just being off the wall. Regardless, proponents claim it's simply not an issue worth worrying about. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. Yet, we now have a prime example of someone doing just that out in Colorado. This is interesting. A mother whose teenage son was shot and killed by a Colorado State University police officer is now seeking to have that officer's weapon seized under Colorado's new red flag gun law. This case is a critical test of the bounds of the controversial law. Susan Holmes filed an extreme risk protection order petition against Corporal Philip Morris in Marina County on January 9th. A hearing has been set for today, actually, so I'm interested to see how this goes. On her petition, Holmes also checked the box next to the question of whether this person has posed a credible threat or unlawful use, a reckless use of a firearm. In her explanation, she wrote, "Phil Morris used his firearm to reckless and violently kill my 19-year-old son, Jerry Holmes." The problem is that Jerry Holmes was shot and killed by Corporal Morris in the line of duty in 2017, a situation that's described as suicide by cop. Now, I don't know the whole situation behind it 3 years ago, but that's pretty much what the reports have said. And what's interesting about this as well is you have to be a family member or spouse or something to file one of these. Well, Holmes came in and she said that she had a baby with Morris, lied on it. The baby doesn't exist, allegedly. But regardless, the Colorado legislator, when they passed this red flag gun law, removed the provision from the original bill allowing victims of malicious red flag filings to seek any type of civil damages whatsoever. That means Holmes could potentially walk away from this without even a slap on the wrist. However, there is no penalty in place for lying on the order either. However, the judge may decide to slap her with a contempt of court charge. So think about this for a second. The idiot politicians in Colorado passed a red flag gun law that blatantly says if you file a red flag gun law on somebody, and even if you lie on it, you can't be held accountable for it. And there can be no civil damages, meaning the individual that you filed the red flag gun law against can't sue you. They can't take you to court for civil damages. This is how idiotic these guys are with this red flag gun law, and it shows you how this is probably going to get worse and worse and worse, and we're going to see what happens with this. I highly doubt it's going to go anywhere. The judge is more likely going to throw it out because she lied on it. But again, it shows you a textbook example of what can happen when you start having people manipulate these laws that shouldn't even be on the books. Just because something's a law doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean you have to follow it. Let me clarify that. If something goes completely against your constitutional rights, completely against the Bill of Rights, completely against state constitutional law, and some politician wants to pass it into law without anybody voting on it, like they've done numerous times, in effect, that's not a law because it nullifies itself from the very beginning. That's what we're seeing in Virginia right now that's so confusing, is that Virginia constitutional law blatantly has very clear-cut parameters on firearm rights, and so does the Bill of Rights in the United States Constitution. And yet this is why I've warned so many people about the TAPS Act that was introduced last January that's still trying to get pushed forward. The TAPS Act is the Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act. This is basically the law that Bubble Boy Rubio got about 80 congressional members approved on, and they've been trying to push it forward for the last year now, and it's kind of gotten stale. And what it is it's a red flag gun law on a full-blown monster steroid cycle. That's really what it is. And what it does is it basically takes the concept of red flag gun law and amplifies it to the 10th power. And essentially what it does, it brings a threat assessment experts together and utilizes evidence-based behavioral threat assessment and management processing that can bolster public safety by implementing strategies to identify and stop dangerous individuals before they can commit an act of violence. It's pre-crime. This is Minority Report, almost textbook of what they're doing here. The TAPS Act has all earmarks of a paranoid police state that considers everyone a potential threat. According to Senator Mark Rubio, Kristen Simone, and Thomas Tills, the TAP Act will create a national behavior threat assessment and management process for everyone. And, of course, it's supposed to make everybody safer. It's supposed to make the kids safer, too, allegedly. And this is something we haven't heard much about because so many people opposed it. But, again, it's still floating around out there, and they want to get this in the law. They need enough states to adopt red flag gun laws, though, before they can get this approved on a federal level. And that's why so many states now are pushing the red flag gun laws and putting them into place, because not only can it generate more revenue, remember, because when they seize your firearms, by the way, they can go and sell them. Not only that, they can arrest you for something else now. Because now, remember, when they take your firearms and they get a red flag gun order issued against you, it is a felony from that point forward for an entire year for you to possess a firearm or any ammunition at any point in time. So if you decide you want to go to the shooting range and you have one of your guns buried, you got a bunch of ammo still in your truck, and you get pulled over and they decide to search your vehicle because they have probable cause for whatever reason, they find a box of ammo or an extra gun, and they can go, well, guess what? You've violated your red flag protection order now. Now you're being charged with felony possession of a firearm. This is where it's going to go. And when you start looking at what they've done with the red light cameras, what they've done with the red flag gun laws, what they're doing with all these things together, it's very, very crucial that all of us get extremely vocal about this and start talking about it. Even if it's just when you're at Publix and you see somebody, you're talking to them, bring something up, drop an idea, drop a concept, drop a topic, and bring these things up, because the more people find out, because the truth is, the vast majority of a lot of people now don't even know most of these things exist. They may have heard about them in the mainstream news, but they don't know the real nitty-gritty truth about it. So it's very, very crucial we get this information out there and we can resist it and oppose it the best we can, especially when we see it come up for a vote or when it goes to these amendments for vote. Vote no on just about every amendment. I'm going to clarify that again. Vote no on almost every amendment, unless you've done your due diligence, extreme research on it, and you know for 100% fact that it is a positive amendment that's going to benefit the population. Vote no on everything else. I'm going to vote no on almost everything, because when you dig down into it, almost all these amendments are just a sidestep way, because a politician can't get something approved or signed into law for fear of public blowback. They twist it, manipulate it, and lie on the ballot to get the population to vote for their own demise, Deb.
You know, make sure that voting no doesn't mean you're voting yes. I know that's,
yeah,
that sounds really, because no, they twist the way it sounds. So if you vote no, it means you're voting yes. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, the way they write this stuff, they invert it. They invert the meaning. So if you vote no, it means you now are voting yes. And it's the craziest stuff that you've ever seen when you actually look at the doggone legalese they use to put these amendments together. And yeah, let me explain something about Bubble Boy Rubio. Now, why do we call him Bubble Boy? Because there are videos and photos of him in gay bathhouses when he was in college, and he frequented bathhouses that basically like to have gay guys. And he's gay, or he was gay. He's bi. I don't know what he is, but he's got kids now. He's married, so I'm not saying he hasn't repented, but what kind of dirt do they have on him that he does all of this stuff, that he's supposed to be, you know, a Republican senator who came in together with, you know, the Tea Party? I mean, that's how he came in. I'm going to do all this, and I'm going to be doing all that. Now, he's a big proponent of gun legislation as far as seizing weapons. And, you know, I will give Alex Jones credit. I don't like a lot of the stuff Alex Jones does, and I don't like a lot of stuff he doesn't talk about, but I'm not going to go into that today, because he was the tip of the spear for a really long time. But what I will say is this about Alex Jones. He straight cornered Rubio in the congressional halls when they were up there having their little hearings.
Yep.
And Rubio straight lied. Rubio straight lied and said he didn't know who Alex Jones was. That's a lie. They were just having hearings about Alex Jones in the doggone congressional hall. Rubio was in there. He knew all about everything about who Alex Jones was, but he lied. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was ludicrous. And I'll give Alex Jones kudos on that one. He straight called Bubble Boy out. And, you know, and that's the thing, guys. I mean, when we've got senators like this that are disconnected, or this compromised, or this blackmailed, or this compromised, they can't stay in office, guys. And this is what I was talking about earlier. This is what J. Edgar Hoover said, the great cross-dresser, you know, the FBI. He said, basically, if you get enough dirt on, you know, over about 51% of the people, you can make the country go any direction you want. Look at all the dual citizenship people we have in Congress now, who don't even vote for the betterment of the United States. They vote for the betterment of their own other countries. All that stuff should be illegal. But getting it passed through Congress is going to be difficult. And also says something very interesting. He said, with these ballots that come out on all these constitutional amendments, when they don't want to try to push it through the legislation, they deceive the population into accepting it and the passing it, because they don't want to have the political blowback of passing it. Of course, that didn't affect our Senate or House here in the state of Florida a couple of years ago with Parkland and the red flag gun legislation. It didn't affect anybody. Nobody will even talk about the blowback from it. Why is that? Why will no one discuss the blowback from red flag gun laws? Why? Because the media won't cover it. The media won't talk about it because the media is Rothschild-owned. The banks are Rothschild-owned. The investment houses are Rothschild-owned. The major corporations are Rothschild-owned. You know, Disney basically is Rothschild-owned, the largest, you know, video camera, mini, you know, entertainment thing in the world. It's all, and the guys who all own it are the top level of the Kabbalist Masonic Lodge guys. I tied it all together in a show that we ran as a rerun last Wednesday. So this, a week ago. So you guys, please listen to me. It's always the same people. It's always the same group. And they make you think there's this giant spider web that goes through every different group. They give you the Council 300, which are involved. They give you the Bilderberg group that they are involved. But the nexus goes back to the Sabbatean Kabbalists in the middle of the web who control the central banks. That's the nexus of the spider web. And it branches out to confuse everybody, to make everybody so confused as, well, it's this, well, it's that, well, it's this, well, it's that. You know, it's these people. No, it's not. It's always the same people. It's always the same group of Luciferians that run the show. And that's the thing we've got to understand. And once we get our head wrapped around that, then the picture becomes much more clear. Now Putin about had enough right now. Russia, I don't know what the heck's going on over there with their constitution. The Russian prime minister and the government have now resigned after the Putin speech. And he's basically streamlining the constitution. He's making sweeping changes that would shift power from the presidency to parliament. It means Russia will also get a new prime minister. All of this stuff's happening right now with Putin. So I don't know what in the world he's doing, what's going on over there. I do know one thing I do know. He's very, very involved in the Russian Orthodox Church. He's very, very involved in working with the church as far as part of the government. And he's very, very involved in trying to have Russians have more children and creating incentives for Russians to have babies. He's also diametrically opposed to what we are doing with our little military bases all over the world and how we're acting like we're the giant bullies of the planet, which we have done for a very, very, very long time. This is what happens when you get a petrodollar. And you basically have this currency, this reserve currency of the world, and you build the largest military ever known in the history of the world, and you just decide to kill people that have diplomatic immunity, no less, that have been invited into a foreign country to try to promote peace. You decide to drop a hellfire missile on top of them. I guess you can do anything you want to do when you're the biggest bully on the block. The problem is, I've never liked bullies. I've never liked them in high school. I never liked them in junior high school. I sure didn't like them in elementary school. And the problem is, it's like we've turned into that now as a country. And then we have the Christian Zionists, or who are the worst. They're like, go, 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 kill more people. You know, what happened to your Christianity? I want to ask you that question. What happened to love one another? Why in the world suddenly are we saying, kill everybody? It doesn't make any sense to me why this is happening, why this is going on a regular basis. And we kind of sit back and go, wait a minute, this is not good. This is not good. By the way, let's do a little bit of health real quick because we're running out of time on the show. There are some natural remedies for people who have acid reflux and who have developed ulcers. You know, the cabbage juice is one of the best things that you can possibly do. Get organic cabbage. You can just start juicing about 3 to 4 ounces, 3 to 4 times a day. It has to be juiced fresh every time you use it. It's kind of a headache because of what it does as far as having to clean the kitchen all the time, but it really, really, really helps. We talked about this with proton pump inhibitors the other day. And you know, and one of the biggest reasons we have problems with acid indigestion is because we have a low acid level. And that esophageal sphincter can't close, and so it allows the acid to come up inside of the throat. So in many cases, you can eliminate this by using digestive enzymes. I know also I use my protein shake that I have in the morning. It has completely and totally gotten rid of my acid indigestion for the whole day. I mean, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I developed it over the years, and now we put a protocol together that's taking care of it because it's loaded with digestive enzymes. You can also try raw and filtered apple cider vinegar. Sometimes that'll work, or betaine, a baking soda for emergencies, but it's not going to help long-term-wise because it just cuts out the acid. It doesn't help to digest anything. Aloe vera juice is good. You can use ginger root. You can use chamomile tea. Vitamin D3K2 in many cases, and xanthine, this is our Hemlock product, and slippery elm works real well for different types of herbs. And, you know, and the glutamine, if you take the glutamine on an empty stomach 2 or 3 times a day that we have, it's amazing what it'll do as far as healing the gut. Plus folate, folic acid, B vitamins, all these other B vitamins are very, very important for maintaining healthy gut tissue along with probiotics. So there are natural things that you can do for your intestinal tract if you're suffering from acid reflux rather than starting on proton pump inhibitors, because we didn't talk a lot about natural solutions the other day. We talked about how bad the proton pump inhibitors are. But guys, it's so important to understand you got to do something. You can't be laying around with acid coming up in your throat all the time, burning your esophagus, because that can increase the risk of cancer. So you've got to try natural alternatives to try to figure this stuff out if you possibly can. And guys, if you're going to be on proton pump inhibitors, talk to your medical doctor. I'm not suggesting you come off any prescription medications, and find out how long you should be on them. And there's, hopefully they'll tell you for a few weeks only, and look at these natural solutions and natural alternatives. Very, very, very important. Austin, what do you think?
No, that's exactly right with it, because I mean, we're seeing more and more now where people are starting to have these digestive issues, this gut inflammation on a regular basis. And I think a huge portion of it, not all of it, but a huge portion of it too, is that the quality of food and the toxicity of our food is becoming so bad. And so many people now, even young people that I know in my age, in their 30s, are having acid reflux problems, having digestive issues, having leaky gut issues. And so, I mean, it's crucial that, you know, you really start looking at what's going into your body. And that's why I said, I told you guys before, if I go out and I'm, you know, I go out to eat somewhere and I eat food that maybe not is the highest quality food, which I try to avoid, but sometimes it happens, is that I always try to use GHI cleanse. I use it on a semi-regular basis always, but when I know that I've done something that I shouldn't have like that, I'll take two or three scoops of it that day and do it for a couple days. And it just really, really helps decrease the inflammation in the entire gut system. And also, too, if you've been exposed to anything or if you've eaten something, the beet juice powder, I forgot to bring this up the other day, the beet juice powder is incredibly good at cleaning out the liver and the kidneys. Both the GHI cleanse and beet juice powder go hand in hand, in my opinion. They both work on completely different mechanisms, but they both have incredible synergistic effects together with the liver and the kidneys. With the beet juice powder, really helps to detoxify them, really helps to clean them out, and it's just really good for you, including it's very good for blood pressure as well. Now, I was had an email the other day, so I get emails all the time. I try to respond to you guys as fast as I can, as you guys know. And a customer was basically asking me about their high blood pressure. They're having really bad issues with high blood pressure, and they're taking the HGH stimulant and the magnesium. Well, I mean, those two together work really good. And they need to throw in the vitamin E as well. So, I mean, that's something that I need to add to the protocol. But, you know, my main question that I ask with high blood pressure is, what's your height and body weight, to see basically where they're at? How much exercise do you do per week? How much water do you drink, purified, pure water on a regular basis? And do you use any tobacco or nicotine or alcohol or caffeine products? So those are all really important. The caffeine almost invariably always raises blood pressure every time. You can try it. You can check your BP in the morning, drink a big cup of coffee, check your BP 30 minutes later, and I promise you, your BP will be elevated. Same thing goes with nicotine. Nicotine and tobacco products, if you're smoking or using smokeless, it's very, very hard on the cardiovascular system, because nicotine is a vasoconstrictor, meaning it tightens the blood vessels up. So the heart's having to pump harder to push the blood through because the blood vessels are tight. So those right there in and of itself are going to raise blood pressure. And alcohol doesn't necessarily raise blood pressure by itself. That's why if you drink, you know, a glass of wine or you have a beer, it's not going to do that. But alcohol is a diuretic. So alcohol strips water out of your body and causes you to become dehydrated, which in turn will also cause you to have high blood pressure. The other question, like I asked as well, is body weight. If your body weight, if you're a female and you're 5'3 or 5'4 and you're 170, 180 pounds, you need to lose weight, just being honest with you. You need to get the weight down at least 30 to 40 pounds. Same thing if you're a male. It goes the same way. Exercise is very important. The trampoline, the little mini trampolines, we used to carry them. We don't carry them anymore just because they were a pain to ship. And those right there, you doing the mini trampoline can be great for cardiovascular exercise, even just going out and walking. Weight-resistant exercise is also very good. And the next one, my last one, is a very important one, is water. Water is life. There's no question about it. I've talked about it I don't know how many times. You can do everything you want. You can go on sleep deprivation, food deprivation, vitamin deprivation, just about anything you want to do. You go on water deprivation, you are going to eventually die if you restrict your water too low, flat out, because the blood gets too thick. Instead of running, you know, say 80 weight, or not, excuse me, say like running zero weight motor oil, you know, like thin, like water oils, consider that to be blood. It's like running 80 weight when you get super dehydrated. It's like sludge your body's trying to pump. And, you know, this particular person, I talked to her, and a lot of the stuff she was in line with, her supplements, her diet was clean. She was not using any of the products I talked about as far as negative products. She was exercising, but she said she hates drinking water. Hates drinking water. Doesn't want to drink water. It's horrible to drink water. Well, the problem is I tell people is that water is it's a non-option. It's a non-option. You don't get the option to say, well, I want to be in really good shape, and I want to be really healthy, I want to have really healthy blood pressure, and I want to make sure I keep all the toxins flushed out of my body, but I don't want to drink water ever. Water's just annoying. I just don't like it, period. It's not going to work. Now, if you're saying that you don't like the taste of water, get our distillation system, because quite frankly, that's what we need to be drinking anyways, with our Aquatrace in it. And if you don't like just drinking plain water because you have to be entertained by your beverage, that's fine too. Throw some of our magnesium brain food in it. That makes it taste incredible. Or throw some of our ultimate multiple powder in it. And if you don't want it to be super strong, just throw a little bit in it. Almost season it, so to speak, and give it a little bit of flavor so you can have something to drink on that is going to entertain you a little bit more. Because I know the American population now has gotten so used to being constantly entertained. We got to have a Cola that's bubbling, fizzing with phosphoric acid, or you have to have a tea, or you have to have something else. Or if you really want to drink something healthy and you want it to taste really good, as Dad says all the time, make some organic fresh squeezed lemonade. Take a big old lemon, squeeze it in a glass, fill it up, you know, with about 10, 12, 15 ounces of water, depending on how much lemon juice you add to it. Throw in some stevia or some monk fruit, either or both, and you got some incredibly good fresh lemonade that's very, very good for your digestive system and the liver and the kidneys and the gallbladder, and it tastes delicious. So there's a lot of ways to do things. You don't have to be just monotonous, the same thing every single day, but there are certain things you have to do, and drinking water is one of them, and that's why we promote what we have, and that's why I always encourage people, say, hey, the vitamin E, the super potent E, the HGH stimulant, and the magnesium brain food, those three are incredible at getting your blood pressure down to a healthy range. But you have to make sure you're getting some type of exercise, you have your body weight under control, and absolutely must be drinking adequate water. As Dad always says, half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you're 200 pounds, you need to be drinking at least 100 ounces of distilled purified water. And if you're out and about, like we are in Florida down here, and it's extremely humid, and you're sweating on a regular basis, and you're outside working a lot, you're going to need to drink even more water than that, and make sure you have the Aquatrace formula added to it to keep your mineral balance in check. Anything you want to add to that, Deb?
No, Austin, but that was an excellent idea. I've not really thought about it. You could ask, if you're going to take two scoops of our Ultimate Multiple Powder per day, and you want to have a flavored water, you actually dump that into the water that you're going to drink for the day and drink it throughout the day. I mean, that's a great idea. Or the magnesium brain food, which, and either one of those tastes great. And if you use them real diluted, it will give you a little different flavor for the water. But the biggest reason people don't like water, Austin, is because it tastes bad because of the fluoride and the chlorine in it. I mean, and all the contaminants in it. You've got to clean it up. You've got to start with purified distilled water. And it's so important. You guys hear us talk about this all the time. That's all Austin was raised on, was distilled water. Even when he's in college, he'd come home and he'd raid my distiller and bring three or four glass jugs once a week or twice a week, whatever he did, and leave them in his car in his dormitory over there in the university, because he didn't want to drink the tap water, because we had ingrained in him how bad it is to drink tap water. And guys, and look at all the different chemicals and the hormones in the water supply and the drugs. People flush their drugs down the toilet and they end up in the water supply. I mean, you know, a lot of water supplies are contaminated with Prozac, which is a fluoride compound. I mean, why do you want to put all that stuff into your body and basically force your system to deal with it? It's no good. You got to make sure you drink clean water every day. It's super important. By the way, particularly like this comment, I'm being facetious. Gulags weren't that bad. Bernie Sanders staffer says that Trump supporters will need to be put into re-education camps. Whoa. Did you hear what he just said? Guys, they're telling you what they're planning on doing. They're telling you that these guys are hardcore communists and that you have to be put into re-education camps where they can put a big screen up in front of you and play constant propaganda to you all of the time. And if you don't want to listen and you don't want to change and accept the narrative, they're going to take you out back and shoot you. That's what they're inferring. I'm not saying that Bernie Sanders believes that. I don't know what he does or doesn't believe, but a lot of these guys that basically are following these hardcore leftists, they really believe that, including, you know, Hillary Clinton. She said that we needed to go to re-education camps too. And it's crazy because remember, when you're trying to do the things that God wants you to do, they consider that to be amoral, and you're doing the things that the God doesn't want you to do, they consider that to be right. These guys are twisted. Like I said, somebody's dropped them on their head when they were little kids. I mean, something happened to them. What a bunch of strange people run this planet. Wow. Guys, hey, I love you. Good show today. We've had great shows now 4 days in a row this week. And, you know, we usually have really good shows, but sometimes some weeks are just, you know, more better. That's about as bad as grammar gets, or just better than the other weeks. I love you guys. I had the opportunity to pray for you this morning again. And it is an opportunity to me. I really love it. I love you guys so much. And thanks for getting your vitamins from us. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for getting your supplements from us and your toothpaste from us. Thanks for supporting the show. So many websites are going offline now. So many websites are stopping because they can't support themselves and they can't pay the bills. So when you guys listen to the show, it means the world to us. And when you listen to the show and you support us, just the other day, the Holy Spirit check me. I have a guy that is a pastor who's been on our show as a guest. And the Holy Spirit says, you need to go ahead and send him some money for last year. And I did. Because it means the world to me to know that when I call this guy, he responds to me and he answers. He's got a nonprofit set up and he basically needs the support. And see, that's why I tell you guys thank you. Because it means the world to me when you guys support us. I love you guys. Austin, finish it up and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. And thank you again for all the continued support of Health Masters. And, you know, we have a lot of different stuff going on right now, lots of different specials, as always. The product of the week, which won, this is actually one of my personal favorites because you guys know I'm on the computer and the phone a lot, is the EyeSight formula. And I have blue light blockers on everything. I have blue light glasses when I'm in the office. I try to do the best I can to preserve my vision. I've had 20/20 vision my whole life, and I'd like to keep it as long as possible. The EyeSight formula is an incredibly good product that designed to help out basically the retina, the lens, and protect it from oxidative damage as well. So the EyeSight formula, product of the week winner, you guys voted, it won. It's on sale for over 10% off right now in the formula. And if you guys have ever looked at EyeSight formulas, look at the ingredients on this formula and look at the actual dosages that we have on this product, because a lot of products, like I said, they'll come out with stuff and they'll claim this and they'll claim that and they'll say it has this and it has that and it'll have 5 milligrams of this and 10 milligrams of this. Now, some cases, that if it's a very, very, very strong nutrient, that may be good. But when you're dealing with eyes and oxidative damage and so forth, it's very, very crucial. And another one, too, that you can couple with this EyeSight is our Himla formula. That's our krill oil with an xanthan. So the EyeSight and the Himla, those two right there, I have seen incredibly good effects from people that started taking both those products together, and it really, really, really helped their overall EyeSight. So again, thank you for your support of HealthMasters.com. If you need anything, be sure to give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay frosty, stay prepared, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.